Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
About getting him back.
It is the Kabbali Hour, and it is brought to you by IC Light. If you're watching on YouTube, he has the Iron City beer cap on. He was just regaling us off the air that he's hoping Mrs. Kabbali buys him a bidet this holiday season. Do you think that there's actually a chance that happens?
No.
Mark?
No. I'm fascinated with the bidet. I've never used one. I'm so fascinated. I've been looking it up for the past couple of months, and now every single Google ad pops up on my phone or my computer of different types of bidets, and you have different reels of bidets. And
Mark, I got a problem here. Josh, a very astute listener who clearly is a huge fan of yours and your boss, says, but you're an ambassador for Dude Wipes. He's extolling the virtues of a bidet.
Speaking of that, yes, but you can still use both. But you see Cam Scataboo, man. He stole my gimmick.
I don't know what your gimmick was.
My gimmick, dry, wet, dry. That's how you have to...
Oh, that's your...
Yeah,
that's your move.
You use the toilet paper, you use the Dude Wipe, you use the toilet paper. And he went on a streamer the other day.
It's a lengthy process.
And somebody asked him, and he said, dry, wet, dry. I'm like, wait a second. I needed to copyright.
Do you think he heard you say it?
No, but I'm going to pretend like he did. He stole my gimmick.
I don't know. You're on.
Am I right? Dry, wet, dry works, right?
Yeah, it does.
I don't use wipes.
Well, no, I mean, you can even get a little, like, if you got the sink right next to you, you could even use just tap water.
Is that what
sink.
You do, Mark?
Depends. Yeah, you know, the dude.
I mean, you don't really have access to that in a public place.
They send me.
No, it's a luxury of a home game. It's home field advantage.
Funny you should say that. Every time I go to Sam's Club, they give you that free, you put your card up and they give you a free sample, and it's always a Dude Wipe.
So you take that on the road with you.
Our buddy Caleb has chimed in with something I kind of said. You better get a pressure washer, given what you said your son is capable of doing as far as bowel movements.
I give him credit. He hasn't blocked up in a while. Then as soon as I said that, it was like...
He took it as a challenge?
Two monster. I mean, I couldn't get it unclogged. I couldn't.
What?
It was like I had to wait 2 days for it to like...
You gotta be kidding me.
I did everything.
You had to let nature take its course.
I was dumping like vinegar and stuff down there, tried to.
I'm sure that smelled wonderful.
I knew a guy who broke up with his longtime girlfriend because he left a toilet clogged.
So she broke up with him or he broke up with her?
She broke up with him. He left to go to.
How long were they together?
He left to go to it years. He left to go to a Steelers tailgate and said he didn't have time to unclog it and just left it there, and she viewed that as the final straw.
Okay, so this wasn't like everything was going fine. He did this, and it was like a one-shot deal. This was like an accrual of sins.
Yes, this was the straw that broke the camel's back.
That makes sense. If it was just like the equivalent of a one-punch knockout, he did that and she said, I went from 0 to 100, we're done. That would be a little much.
Any chance this is just Pony talking about himself?
No, it's
not.
In
his younger days?
No. I'll tell you who it is
off the air.
He would own it if that happened. Oh, he would own it.
If it's off the air, it must be somebody we know.
It might be. Mark, how much of what you said to me at the Christmas karaoke thing about water are you willing to share on the air?
What did I say to you? I was inebriated. No, I was. I just had a couple irons, icy lights.
All right.
I just believe, maybe believe's not a correct word, that there's more to the story than that people are leading on to be.
Okay.
And I don't think you're going to hear it from the Steelers. I don't think it's the Steelers people that you should be looking at.
Well, that implies that like this is more of one of those situations.
There's a lot of cover up going on.
Okay, what is that? Are you Woodward and Bernstein here?
I'm just saying, there's a lot of cover.
You're making it. I'm not going to accuse you of actually saying this. What you have said so far makes me think that this was somebody Watt brought in on his own.
No. See, I don't know about that. But I just,
like, what matters to me is who was the person who did this needling procedure. Uh-huh. Okay.
How he got hurt? And B, who did it?
Who was that person affiliated with? And then the other thing to me is this. Did somebody or anybody express reservations about performing the procedure and were told by Watt, no, I want you to do this?
Because
I'm big issues that no one is getting any answers to and probably won't ever get answers
to. Yeah, I'm not aware of that. Only thing I do know of is the trainers, staff, whoever they're on site, on payroll, are equipped and have been taught to do that. So it wasn't an outside person.
Okay.
It was a Steelers employee who administered the dry needle.
Okay, that's probably
what makes it a lot of complicated. They don't want to,
right?
Out them. I don't know. I just was heard. Told
it just seems like the Watt camp, mainly JJ.
Well, hold on, let him finish.
I was just told, a very broad stroke of, there might be not what you think it is. They weren't going to go much deeper than that.
I feel like I'm going to need a decoder ring to figure out what you're actually...
I'm telling you exactly what I know.
No, I understand. I understand. Okay.
If I knew, I would have tweeted it or whatever.
Point, yeah, sure. From my vantage point, when you hear JJ, who's got a loud megaphone, given his job and his connections...
Yet he didn't say anything on Pat's show.
No, but he looked and the sound was not thrilled.
Yeah, he wasn't thrilled.
And TJ hasn't tweeted anything, like an Instagram, like, hey, I'll be back soon or anything.
But
like
it also, and it's also reasonable, I think, Pony, do you disagree to assume that JJ speaks for TJ here, where TJ might not be the most beneficial thing for him to say what's on his mind?
There's I don't think JJ's going off on his own and talking about his brother. There's a layer
of plausible deniability if JJ says it, that he's just saying his own opinions.
Yeah. But obviously, he's not going to put that out there unless he gets his brother's blessing.
Right, but they don't have to explicitly say that, this is really just what TJ thinks. I mean, they can couch it as JJ saying
this. When he was on Pat's show, first of all, Pat has to ask him, right? Or he'll get ripped. But when do you ever see JJ that short? Didn't want to expand, didn't want to talk about it, and move on.
You could see it in his face.
You could see it. So.
Yeah. He was uncomfortable.
I don't think we'll ever find out. I think, obviously, TJ will eventually talk. Will he say anything? Probably not.
I will say here what I have said since the start of this. They are very fortunate as a franchise from a strict PR perspective that he's not having a huge season, that he's having an off TJ Watt year up until this point where this happened.
Unless it was his fault.
Well, either way in terms of how it looks, whether it's his fault or not, if he's got 18 sacks when this happens and he's like right there neck and neck with Garrett for another defensive player of the year, the outcry about all this, regardless of whose fault it is magnified tenfold, I think. Hmm. And so they are fortunate in that way.
Mark, are you still the lone wolf who believes that we're going to be lucky to see TJ Watt before the season's over?
What I'm saying with that is I don't know, because once again, they don't tell us. But I would say if you're going – the best case scenario I would look at it would be that, him being ready for the playoffs. At that point, I don't know if you want to rush him back at all. I mean, once again, he still had surgery on his lung, who then has to now breathe and run and use that lung to you know, 60, 70 snaps a game. If you can have him back for the playoffs would be the best case scenario in my eyes. I don't know what they're thinking. I would imagine, if possible, that Baltimore game, if it means anything, would be something. But once again, there's zero information.
Yeah. Well, what happened to Herbig? They're blowing out the Dolphins. He gets
doubtful
hurt.
Now?
No, yeah, he's doubtful.
Which means he's likely out.
Because questionable means so likely
they're,
playing.
So they're, except last week.
Except last week. When,
so their depth is already getting seriously challenged here.
Yeah, Moon already said he was playing, so.
And it looks like Jack Sawyer is going to have to face off against the best right tackle in league history.
Well, I think he can handle what, as in handling the point of attack. I don't know if he's going to be putting much pressure on.
Well, that's kind Goff. Of a problem, because if no one gets pressure on Goff, Jared Goff generally, if left clean,
and they'll probably
is just
double
Highsmith,
don't you think, Mark?
Yeah.
At this point, why not?
Well,
why wouldn't
maybe,
you?
Maybe they'll have to do some exotic blitzes. Maybe Ramsey will come off the corner. Maybe they'll do the zone blitz like they did a couple weeks ago. Maybe they have to create more pressure than just hoping you can.
Can they get
the
away with that against this team with the weapons that they still do have and a play caller head coach right now who seems to be on mostly a heater?
You hope. I mean, you have to take that chance, because if you're going to sit back and let, you know, pick your poison, Gibbs run for 150 or Goff to throw the ball over the field.
How do you want to die? Firing squad or electric chair?
I'd probably take Goff.
Throwing it all over the field?
Compared to Gibbs and Montgomery, wouldn't you?
I mean, if Goff throws for 340 or something like that.
340 is more than 150.
Right.
So that would scare me more.
Wow. You know how the one, but that 150 is him and Montgomery. But those are game changers. I mean, what you want to do with Gibbs is prevent him from that big play, too.
See, I don't like that, because he hits a lot of big ones to the outside, and where the Steelers seem to have some strength would be Hayward and Harmon.
Well, they did a better job on Achane with that.
Man, I think we had a, I don't know who it was, B-Max said it, or somebody said it, Faribault said it, I'm sorry. Joey Porter Jr., I'll give him credit, he and a couple other guys made a couple very nice tackles that you can't always guarantee they're going to make, or else Achane probably does break one in that game.
Yeah, you know, honestly, that's probably what kept the Dolphins in the game the first quarter and a half, their ability to tack on the edges.
You mean flawless. The Steelers in the game?
No, the Dolphins were actually tackling the living crap out of the Steelers.
Oh, I thought the Steelers did the same thing, though, in a couple of those outside runs.
Yeah.
I just think the Lions in their own building, like, man, I would hate to see Gibbs get loose early, because I think that just sets a very bad tone on pretty much every level.
Are we just overestimating what the Lions are? Are we just comparing them with a couple years ago now?
Mark, they're still the number one scoring offense in the league.
And they've only beaten crap teams this year.
I wouldn't call the Steelers an upper echelon team at the moment.
What I'm saying is maybe this is just one of those Washington Commander years where they take that step back. Maybe just things not working out. It's not. I mean, they haven't beaten many. They beat Chicago week two, right?
They beat
the Bears. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Bengals. They beat the Browns. They beat the Commanders.
The
they beat the Giants. They beat the Cowboys. Yeah. They beat the Bucks.
I don't think the only team over 500 right now is, I believe, the Bears, but that was week two.
Yeah, but from the standpoint of, like, what do they do generally offensively?
They got 40 points the past 4 weeks.
I understand that. They've only been held under 24 three times
this
year. Yes,
they're going to have to score some points. Steelers don't get into the 30s. They have no chance.
Okay. That's a nice fiery take there from Mark. No chance if you score 29 points in this game. Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Just personally, law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We will get Mark's take on the Sayamalu injury. He's out. Is Zach Frazier going to play at way less than 100%? All things to discuss here. Quick timeout. We're right back. It's the PM team on the fan.
Like that.
Scotland.
I've heard this song probably.
Isn't he from Scotland?
No fewer than 100 times now on this show. I
believe absolutely. In Johan. What is the worry that he might become an entrance merchant?
Oh, I know. He was on Saturday Night Main Event and seen his farewell.
But isn't the whole worry that if your entrance is the high pop and the high watermark and you can't get the audience to get a crazy pop for something else, that's
know.
A bad thing?
Put it this way. He was a part of WrestleMania.
He wrestled
Randy Orton.
How'd it
and
go?
And now he lost, of course. And he took part in John Cena's final appearance, where he, took out The Miz. Another
so now they've got a brewing rivalry.
Veteran. And he's not even officially a part of the WWE. He's just on loan.
He's on loan. What is this, European?
I was just going to say.
I'm telling you, man.
WWE is at the top of the table. He's on loan.
Mark Cabali with us for insights like that, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Happy with your current sports uniform provider? Give Keystone Custom Apparel a try in 2026. Mark also took to Twitter to weigh in on the Pirates trade today.
My favorite team.
Tweeted out pennant. Tweeted out, Pirates have joined the 162-0 club. He really trolled Pirates fans by saying, I'm sure you have all watched tons of Rays games over the years.
Well, that's 100% true there.
And then said, I've been off the grid for a while. Have the Pirates built the Brandon Lau statue yet? And
you better be careful. You might run afoul of intern Dom. And he will come after you like a honey badger, man.
I told him to CC me on the tweet about the
Why did you think today was a good day to rip the Pirates when they actually did something good?
Where do I start at it?
Did they make a good trade? Let's start there.
Okay, they made a good trade, but
on paper,
they made a big trade.
They traded a back-of-the-rotation starter for a guy that hit 31 homers last year, and they got some players thrown in, too, with that deal.
Okay.
Yes.
And we got a guy on the final year of his deal. 31?
Yeah.
30,
not 31.
30. Oh, soon to be 31. Strikes out what? About 140 times?
No one cares about strikeouts.
Okay,
Schwarber strikes out a ton. And granted, he hits more home runs, but he costs a lot more, et cetera.
Whatever, 140, 100, that's all you need on this team. More people that can strike out even more. And he's just prime for a July send-off to whoever's the highest bidder here. Once again, if they really, really were serious, let's extend him right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Give him 3 years. Give him some cash. Why do we have to wait? If he's a 35 home run, second baseman, short porch.
But by that logic, anytime the Steelers traded for a guy in the last year of their contract, you could say they're not taking it seriously. Right? I mean, you need to extend a guy to make it a serious trade.
This team's payroll is like $45
million. I don't think it's that low, but it's not high. I mean, I'm not going to like try to stand here and
it might be like 50 now.
I'm not going to stand here and shill that they're paying like their players commensurate with the big market teams.
And just because he hit 30 home runs last year. You know, the first thing that came to my mind was, it's probably a bad analogy, is Erik Karlsson. He came here with the Penguins as a all-star 100-point guy, right?
Yes.
How did that season go with the Penguins?
But
it just came to my mind.
Mark,
how
are those things analogous at all?
Very analogous. He hit 30 home runs last year doesn't mean he's going to hit 30 home runs this year.
So would you prefer they have signed a guy that hit 10 home runs last year?
I prefer that they actually, like I said, extend this guy right now if he was so good.
But wait a minute.
We want long-term. So I don't want
obvious stated goal is to try to win while Skeens is here, and we know that's a finite period.
I don't want a guy that's going to be subject to be gone in 4 months.
You just said to start this, though, that he's not exactly a spring chicken, so why do you want to extend him?
Well, 31 is.
But Mark, if you have reservations about whether or not he's even good, why would you give him more years?
And another thing, why is the Rays getting rid of him? If he was so good.
Because it's the last year of his contract.
That's what they always flow.
Oh, now the Pirates are on the top of the list of spending money, so they have it figured out compared to the Rays.
No, they do not have it figured out compared to the Rays. Like if
every time a move happens like this, everybody in Pittsburgh are just so desperate for anything to come in.
Every time a move like this happens, moves like this never happen.
When they sign somebody. When you talk about Schwarber. When you talk about.
They didn't make any of those moves.
Alfonso. Whatever his name was.
Alonso. Edgardo Alfonso.
You're getting me all fired up now.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
There's 35 years of experience of losing here, and just because you get this guy, you're thinking that
they're trying something.
They're not trying something.
Mark,
they're trying to pull it over
Mark, they just objectively
minute,
added the best bat
like they're doing
in their
something.
Lineup.
They did do something.
They didn't do nothing to
Mark,
help
he instantly
they added
becomes,
31 homers.
He instantly last becomes year. Their best offensive. Okay, he hit 39 homers a couple years before that.
Yes, what stats are real and which ones are fake? Like, which ones do
ones
we count?
Ones that make Mark's argument look good.
You want let's make a bet right now. I bet you he doesn't hit 30 home runs this year. Let's bet.
I don't think he has to hit 30 home runs for it to be a good trade.
Everybody's a Brandon Lau expert all of a sudden because they go on Baseball Reference and see he had 31 home runs or whatever it was.
Mark, by that logic, you wouldn't be able to give us an opinion on any moves any guys that sign with the Steelers because you don't get to watch them play every week.
Oh, I have a chance to watch DK Metcalf play a lot longer, more than the Rays second baseman.
You're at Steelers games on Sundays.
It's like 9 games on prime time all the time.
But you've got your
WWE
responsibilities.
The Seahawks are playing 9 primetime games?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
They're Seattle.
You're telling me you've never seen DK Metcalf play before this.
I'm saying the Rays have been in the playoffs a few times. It's not like Brandon Lowe was toiling in the Mexican League or something like that.
Kenny Bowers?
You mean the ALCS when he went 0 for 18 in the ALCS with
9 strikeouts? If he gets the Pirates to the NLCS, I will be as happy as a pig in slop.
Come on now. You're going to start pulling out LCS stats? Bond stunk in the LCS.
Yeah, he was a bad LCS player.
Was he a bad player?
I'm sure people think people still bring that up to this day.
Are you one of those people?
No, I think Bond should be in the
Okay, so why are you cherry picking now what LCS
I'm not cherry picking anything.
Which ones don't?
This makes no difference.
Mark, thoughts on the Gasparilla Bowl?
How does it make no
Mark,
difference?
They literally just added a guy who by rights is now their best offensive player.
They added an all-star player and gave up a back-of-the-rotation starter. I don't see the negative in
they
that.
They also got another player who's probably going to play significant time for
who
them.
Who stole 27 bases.
Major defensive upgrade.
I'm sure you were a big Tommy Pham guy last year.
No, Mark, you're comparing Brandon Lau to Tommy Pham? Are you trying to work us into a shoot here? What are you doing?
Smyzik has weighed in, finally.
He go after Tom?
I agree with him. I don't know what
okay.
he said.
Okay. Although rental, Lau's addition to the lineup makes the trade a good one. Montgomery, lefty reliever, strikes out many, but also puts many on base. Mangum should help a weak outfield, but is not likely starting material. Burrows, meh. Grade, A-.
Great.
How do you feel about this?
I do not agree with him.
So what grade would you give it then?
F.
No. Yeah, okay.
I mean, there's two different things here.
Yep.
There's the trade where they brought him in and what type of effect it's going to have. The trade was okay. He didn't give up much. He got something that has potential.
But that little potential. I believe in Charrington.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
I believe in Brandon Lowe.
Let him finish his point. Stop. All right, so you just admitted there that it's not a bad trade.
Not a bad trade, but it's not going to make any difference.
Then how is it? How can you even evaluate it? If the trade makes no difference, then all trades are by definition meaningless.
For the Pirates, yes. Because
nothing matters. We're all going to die someday. Eat Arby's.
Did you happen to watch this team last year's offensive output?
Yeah, and that's why they're adding a hitter, Mark.
You think this 25, 240, 250 hitter with 28 home runs is going to make so much
would
difference?
Would you prefer they do nothing? Would you prefer that you make no moves?
So they're adding a guy
honestly,
who
honestly, if there's more to this in the next month or two, maybe I change my tune.
To be very clear, your stated position is adding a player hit 31 home runs last year who's projected, Baseball Reference does this nice projection system.
They didn't add one player, they added three.
Their projections have him hitting 26 home runs this year as a middle infielder. Your stated goal or your stated opinion is this makes no difference, correct?
It makes no difference.
It feels like I am right now arguing with my 3-year-old son as to why he can't have a Hershey kiss before bed after he brushed his teeth.
All I know is I've watched 35 straight years of losing.
So
nothing will change. No, you were like 8 back
then. If I came on the air today and Pony said, well, Mulsey, what a day. The Pirates have traded Mike Burrows for Brandon Lowe. And I said, listen, Pony, I have watched 35 years of losing. Who cares? It makes no difference. He would rightfully be all over me. He'd be yelling at me the whole time.
Only thing difference from this year and last year, this year everybody's like, you know, oh no, Cruz could be the best player in the world.
Mark, we're having two very different conversations.
No, what I'm saying is every year you find something to grasp onto, and just because it's there now.
But this isn't a grasping straws thing. They've actually traded for a good player. If they had picked up some 38-year-old who was 10 years past his prime.
And if he was so good, or, why is he not get –
Kabali, the entire YouTube chat is basically calling for your head on a pike right now.
Because they're all the same people. They're all the same people. They're
kick Kabali off the set, says
they're
JP.
They're all Pirate people that are just hoping.
This one seems mean. What is Kabali actually
hope.
Good at?
And this is a little bit of hope. Mark. And the same stuff's going on.
Mark, you have known Smysek for a very long time.
It's fine. It could be a good trade.
Oh, that is literally how we started this conversation. If you had actually said, hey, this is a really good trade, but I don't trust the Pirates to win this year, I think we would not have talked in circles for the last 5 minutes about this deal. We probably would have all agreed, and we would have brought up Isaac Seumalo's triceps.
Who did Tampa get for it?
They got two prospects from the Astros.
From the Astros.
Burrows is headed to the Astros. The Astros sent their second and seventh-ranked prospects from a pretty bad farm system.
And is there a part of me that thinks Mike Burrows is going to turn into Greg Maddux in Houston? Of course, because they are the Pirates. But come on, man. Yeah.
This isn't like them flirting with Kyle Schwarber.
That's all we're saying.
This is them making an actual move that pretty much everybody is acknowledging is good.
Yeah.
Except Mark.
And who's the only one going to be writing about
this? You know what? I should have said I should have said this 11 minutes ago and saved our listeners. Stick to football, Kabali. Do we still get that on Twitter?
No, because
couple on the text line.
Wow, you guys are all drinking the same.
Mark,
stuff.
No one planned a parade today. No one's drinking.
You're like Chris Jericho on Full Net Printout, the man of 1,004 straw men.
You're probably happier when they signed Rowdy Tellez 2 years ago.
No, we were not. Now you're moving the goalposts here.
No, I'm not moving the goalposts.
Yes, you are. It's not the same thing.
Every move they make,
every breath they take.
And I totally agree with him. Every move that the Pirates make, they're so desperate for any type of hope that you're thinking this is the next Babe Ruth. Or in this case, Bill Mazeroski, or in this case, whoever.
By the way,
and
I know it's football and baseball, apples, oranges, but the last time we had this about like overpaying for a trade or getting a trade wrong, you said, who cares about Jacoby Myers? That guy's not anybody.
You mean his four catches per game?
He has
he just got $60 million, and Lawrence has turned into a stud since they got him.
In his four catches per game in Jacksonville.
You cannot throw a rock without finding 10 NFL analysts who think he has unlocked Trevor Lawrence and made them a real threat.
Those four catches a game and 42 yards.
If this were an actual wrestling promo skit or something, the entire crowd would be begging for, like,
Mark,
Batista to show up behind you and powerbomb you.
I just threw stats at you about Jacoby Myers, and he averages four catches and 42 yards a game for Jacksonville.
If Steelers media is going to get together and say, look at the effect Adam Thielen and Marquez Valdes-Scantling are having on this team.
Yes.
When they've got no stats to speak of, how are you going to take
that.
A dump? Yes, you have not said that?
What kind of effect did they have?
You don't think MVS and Thielen have helped out Rodgers?
Not. I don't think I've ever said that.
Well, do you think they have or haven't?
Helped him?
Yes. Do you think they've brought out a better version of Aaron Rodgers, those two?
I think they gave him two people he can trust. That's about
it. Do you think
it.
That has made him better?
I don't know about that. He's only thrown the ball like
you
five times.
You are unbelievable, my friend.
How many targets those two have had in two games? About five, six
total? How big of a loss is your buddy Sayamalu not playing on Sunday?
I'd rather talk about Brandon Lau.
I'd rather give myself a lobotomy with a rusty chainsaw.
Let's get to your beat here. What's going on with Sayamalu not playing? Is that a huge deal?
100 games this year anyways. Does he have a tricep?
Yes.
Seems like it's the same general vicinity of his same injuries he've had recently.
He's out.
Not playing this week. I think Spencer Anderson will probably jump into that. I don't know. I don't think they'll throw Pete back in there. I'm not sure if he's even cleared from his concussion yet. I haven't seen the updated thing, so I'm too busy tweeting about Brandon Lau.
What is Dylan Cook's future with the team if he continues to give them a nice little bit of fill-in work?
I need to see more. I mean, it was a tremendous
How much do you think
one.
They helped him versus he just played well of his own volition versus, like, they schemed away from him? So we've seen them scheme away from Jones to try
to
help
schemed,
him.
They schemed some. Yeah, of course. But there was times that he was on the island, too, and he was able to hold his own and just dominate.
Do you expect the Lions? Because Hutchinson, unlike Watt, does move around. Definitely. Do you think they're going to move him and try to match him with
Cook?
Yeah,
I'm sure the Steelers would counter to help him out in critical situations. If it's third and eight, you better believe there's going to be a chip.
Do you think Tomlin's going to be tempted, knowing he has to acknowledge he knows how good the Lions' offense is? You think he's going to be tempted to try to go back to the old school, like, I want to possess the ball, which we rarely do, and just try to run it and shorten the game?
Let's hope not.
So you would rather see them go in there and say, if we're going to die, we're going to have a Viking funeral. Let's go out on a
shield.
I think
he should stick to that fourth down philosophy that he used against Miami.
Campbell's going to treat everything like it's four down territory.
What is he over under a fourth down attempts?
How many does Campbell go for a game? Probably at least two.
He actually flipped it against the Rams and kicked more field goals, and they missed one. So he kind of got a little bit stage fright in that game for some weird reason. But I don't think he will against the Steelers, especially because their backs are against the wall. They got to win this game.
They got to win out.
The old Spartan plays about, 90% so far this year?
We talked about this with BMAC. Why do they keep Aaron Rodgers in there for that play?
Why not go 11-on-11 with people actually who will push?
You know what? Arthur Smith is a very smart guy. He is.
Yep. Yes, he compared everybody to a Ulysses S. Grant. He's not a
George
Douglas
Marshall.
MacArthur guy. Yeah.
He might be setting something up here, too. I mean,
so what, they pitch it back to him quick and then he throws it to a guy?
He's up at 10 yards doing his old man peeing at the urinal stance. Then all of a sudden, boom, up to the line, whatever. He could be setting that up. Like the one in Chicago they set up before. I mean, how much does it really matter?
If it's an extra set of hands pushing.
But if you're going out, if you're putting him out on the edge, I mean, in theory,
the whole point of that.
Why does he have to be? The whole point of that. Why does he have to be in the game? Is what I'm saying.
The whole point of the tush push. Yeah, but the whole point of the play is that it's an unsubtle play. There's an AI function that summarizes the YouTube chat comments, Mark, and I just clicked on it, and it said some are suggesting that Kabali is incompetent.
That could be true.
What a buffoon!
You know,
it's amazing. This team has lost so much, but boy, do they carry the water for them. These fans, a certain amount of them. They Pirates can't do no. They make a move. It's great.
Mark,
midway through the season. Oh my!
Mark,
how
it's
terrible.
The,
are
it's
they?
The it's the opposite that's happening here, though. You don't think they can do anything right?
I know. I wonder why.
I get it. They do
why.
Not get any benefit of the doubt. But when
zero
the,
doubt.
But when the entire baseball industry is telling you not like when the Jeff Passans who go on McAfee show say things like, "Hey, this was a good trade for the Pirates," you just deny that too.
Or are they also the same people that came out and said,
"Let me ask
the
you,
Pirates really want to spend money this year."
I can't believe. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Let's just say for argument's sake.
You just brought it back up.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, he brought the AI.
I did. I went after you. It was funny, though. Let's just say for argument's sake, Brandon Lau was a free agent after last season, okay?
All right.
And the Pirates signed him for basically what he's making. He's not a good defensive player. He's just a bat.
They gave him a $12
million contract. My guess is that you would have a much more favorable view of this transaction.
I actually don't think he would.
I think he'd be like 31
Pirates.
Homers. They signed him. He's getting paid $12 million a year.
I think he'd say he's going to hit about 10 and he's going to get traded in July, I think is what he would say.
What's going to happen this year?
And you are people think I'm down in the dumps. I mean, you are a ray of sunshine.
I got years and years of notes of,
yes,
of
we
this
know.
Happening. And what do you
You are like human emotional Pirate scar tissue
you got
right
baseball
now.
Baseball reference that says he might hit 26 home runs this year. Because, you know, it's a short porch in right field.
Mark's going to have to see it to believe it. And even then he's going to say, well, honestly, they make the playoffs. They're going to get swept.
For a while now, I am totally all out on the Pirates, but I reserve the right to jump on the bandwagon at any time.
I hope, without explanation.
Without explanation.
I hope that Brandon Lau, just to troll you and makes it obvious, decides to make Joe Esposito's You're the Best Around his walk-up music, and he explicitly says it's to mock you.
I'm sure he's
By the way,
guy.
I think it's his birthday, isn't it?
You mean isn't he a wonderful
I
human
think it's
in a fine
Maggio's
organization?
Birthday. Jazz, look that up.
He's a great human. This is not about him. This is about the people above him.
Ralph Macchio's birthday is November 4th.
How old is he now?
64.
God, I was about
wow.
to.
Wow. Did you know that, Mark?
What's that?
Macchio's 64.
Oh, yeah. I think he dyes his hair.
I'm just glad he's alive because I thought Pony was going to be like, look up Ralph Macchio's birthday. And Charlie would say, I've got bad news, guys.
I think Miyagi passed away at 75, so.
He's getting close to Miyagi territory.
How old would Pat Morita have been during the first Karate Kid?
He's been 50s.
How old was Elizabeth Shue in that movie?
She's 50-something now, so. 51, 52.
I don't know when that movie came out.
84. She's an absolute babe in Leaving Las Vegas. Sad movie, though.
Mr. Miyagi died when he was 73.
Why can't I hear Charlie?
I don't know.
Charlie doesn't want you to hear him.
This is why.
Is Frazier going to play this game at way less than 100%? What the heck's going on with him?
I think he just has his leg banged up. He'll be playing. He's fine. He's a warrior. Come on. He's a guy that got carried off the field with a broken...
He didn't get carried off the field
in
West Virginia.
He walked off the field with a broken leg. He's a guy that has a 140-1 career record in wrestling in his career at high school. He's a tough guy. Put some Icy Hot on it and tape it up. He'll be fine.
How many home runs is he projected to hit this year?
Yeah, on the text chain said Mark would be disappointed to know that Brandon Lau is a huge WWE fan.
If he wants to go,
I'm sure he'd love to hang out with you now after that.
I'm going on the 27th. If you want to come hang out, it's nothing against Brandon Lau.
You just think he stinks and he's very overrated.
We exaggerate.
This is a fair and balanced radio show. 1970s child says, I understand Kabali. I'm a doubting Thomas type myself. So you have fans out there, maybe fan singular, of this take.
I
know.
I've seen it 100 times, man.
I know that this segment's been all over the place, but here's one more.
You don't say.
Why did the Bills sign Matthew Judon and not the Steelers? Well, given the Herbig situation and Watt's uncertainty.
Well, Moons was here all last year, right? And he was here during this camp.
Yes, but he's not very good, and Judon has 70-plus career sacks.
My thought is they needed this guy to play.
Immediately.
There was no warming up to it.
Thielen played immediately.
But they might need this guy to play. It depends on what happens. I mean, if Highsmith gets hurt, whatever, they might need him to play 50, 60 snaps. And Judon would obviously be limited in never being in this system. That's the only thing I could think of.
Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detectthesos.com today to learn more.
Hi, South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. You can watch us on Twitter. Comments, commentary running on this segment have been interesting. And on YouTube, too. We will hear Callis's rap coming back, and we will get Mark's prediction on Steelers-Lions and his season win total for the Pirates in 2025. But first, a Charlie headline.
Harry Callis is back. Are the Steelers that bad? Let's go and take a look at the week's Christmas recap. Oh, jingle bells, the Steelers smell and the Ravens keep laying eggs. And the Steelers have gotten that much closer to finishing 9-8. It felt like the Steelers were reaching new lows, then Rodgers went rogue. Here we go.
Rogue Rodgers.
DK's been let loose.
And they're going to ride the big moose.
And Gainwell's been the best bargain in sports. He rushes, he catches. Give us more. Even a score for MVS. Who would have guessed using him was for the best? Mike Tomlin said.
Mission accomplished.
But do the Steelers really have this polish? Do you think they can win a playoff game? I'd have to say that you're insane. You'd bet your ass that a disaster of a team in the playoffs for years could really give us a chance to win a Super Bowl and take a victory lap. I'd say that's whack and you need to get your brain checked. All things considered, I have my doubts, but the Steelers are winning and that's what it's about. So for now, we can get up and cheer, but I just have one Christmas wish this year. All I want for Christmas is a Steelers win, to beat the Ravens and to win the division. See if I could only have a playoff win. Then I would wish a Merry Christmas for Yins.
There's some cast-offs if you look at our roster, which it makes it really special. You know, Kenny Gainwell signed a next-to-nothing contract. You know, Connor Hayward, an afterthought. Samuel was on the street for a long time.
Do you consider yourself one of those cast-offs, too?
No, I'm not a cast-off.
All right, I give it a B+.
It was pretty good. That long, that long kind of bar in there was interesting. He's continuing to try to, like, innovate in the space, and I respect that.
Kyle, you like it more than Dookie?
Well, I'll tell you this. On Monday, I was here, and Callis, like, pulled me to the side.
Okay.
He brought me in the back, and he goes, hey, listen to this. And he let me hear the lay in his tracks or whatever he called it. And
I was like, I got a fresh beat for you, Kyle.
He was so excited that he was doing this. Then on Wednesday, he did it live. Never saw a guy more nervous in my life.
He was sweating up there on stage.
Plus, he was warming up, like bouncing up and down, trying to pump himself up.
He would make a, Chris, he had like a rapper's face when he was trying to get all the lyrics out. Like, we saw a shift in like the callous demeanor.
So he had like his face scrunched up and he's really going for it.
Like, he tried. There were legitimate rappers who were there from Wiz Khalifa's crew.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them what they thought of Callis's rap.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
And I think one of them said that white boy's crazy is what he said.
X-Rag said, Harry can barely say the news when he's supposed to do the updates, but he can do this.
Well, I got to pop out of Charlie Borges Charlie like in there. Charlie, one. Do you agree with that? You know what it's like? It's like Ozzy Osbourne couldn't talk.
But then he could sing.
But then he'd get on stage and he would transform himself into a really outstanding singer.
Was for part of the Osbournes, though, was he affecting, was it a little bit of a put-on that he would slur his words like that? It felt like it had to be.
I don't think so, Chris. No, I think his brain was just fried from
so
many drugs.
Well, then that's like the ultimate like reversal. Most people can talk normally and cannot sing to save their lives, but he sounds like he'd just get up there and go, I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Somebody on the...
Some stutterers obviously stutter, but when they sing, they
Yeah,
no, you're right about
that's
Mark.
Legit. That's legit.
We're going to say
maybe
Charlie?
I was like, callous. Somebody on the text line, this is the most Caucasian bleep ever.
maybe it was one of Wiz Khalifa's rappers that were
449 time, start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Mark Cabali, a big fan of Archie. Why do you think Rodgers got so defensive over that follow-up question from Brooke on Monday night? He's waxing poetic about the guys who were Island of Misfit toy players. He got cut unceremoniously by the Jets. I thought it was a fair question of like, hey, do you identify with those guys? He's like, no, absolutely not.
Well, I don't think you want to put him in that same place because he knows what he's accomplished, his resume was. I don't think that was the point he was trying to get across. I mean, he said it to us, but that was directed towards the players and themselves saying, you know, hey, nobody wants you guys, so we can use this as motivation. If he includes himself on there, I think it loses some of the effectiveness of it. But he is. I mean, truly. I mean, Jets. I mean, Aaron Glenn says, "Leave. We don't want you."
Yeah, so, he told that.
Do you think
story.
He wanted to be a Viking and they just didn't want him as well?
I don't think so. I just got the feeling that. Was J.J. McCarthy they were going to go
well, then that does mean he what like that the other teams in the league just said, nah, we're good.
Now, he came in, what, right early March, and right from then he knew he was coming here. It was just a matter of
Did you take what Arthur Smith said on Thursday as a shot at both Russell Wilson and George Pickens?
He's done that before, hasn't he? He did that last year, made some sort of social media comment.
But then he made the one where it was like, I'm not into the passive-aggressive things. Like, I like it the old-school way where we as adults can get together and actually talk about these things.
What he really was doing is, in his own way, being passive-aggressive.
Towards Russell Wilson, yes. That's how I took that.
I like Arthur. He's kind of a funny guy. I think he's
How much do you think the good relationship he has with Rodgers has helped them just lately here in these last couple
honestly,
games?
Honestly, I think what it is he respects Rodgers tremendously. So if Rodgers does have, hey, I want to do this, we need to do this.
He listens to it.
Yes, and there's no way if Rodgers is going to change a play, do something else, Arthur Smith saying, hey, don't ever do that again. I mean, he just has too much.
Yeah.
Plus, you see how he's performing too, so.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
we heard
a lot of it has to do with Arthur. I mean,
we heard after the Bengals game last year where Russell Wilson went off that they weren't pleased with him changing everything up.
Yeah, ironically on his best performance.
Right, that's why this
just strikes me as a complete personal clash there. Forget about performance, they just didn't get along.
Well,
also, you haven't heard anything about like this forced narrative propaganda about, oh, they're just spending so much time together at the facility. They have no time for anything else. Those two are just knee-deep in the playbook.
Yeah, they pretended last year, Wilson and Arthur Smith, that they got along with each other, Mark, but they really didn't.
Yeah.
It was all an act, which is most of Russell Wilson's deal.
Late in the season was, it was obviously, there was some disconnect there.
Do you plan on,
I don't see that with this.
Do you plan on meeting up with Donnie and the Nasty Boys in Detroit?
Nah, I can't even go up until Sunday morning. The big hour. TJ wrestling tournament tomorrow.
Ooh.
I have to sit there and somehow keep scoring. I have no idea how to keep scoring.
Oh, that'll go well.
This is not going to go well.
I think you should just wait, and if nobody hooks a leg and gets the 1-2-3, you just say this is a time limit draw.
So it's just, I mean, it's like early.
I know nothing about amateur wrestling. I know there are people who obviously know it very well, or like, this is how you score it. I would be complete. Pony, do you have any idea how you're supposed to score one of those?
No.
Unless it's like a blatant like takedown and pin.
I'm just hoping that the ref says 2 points green and I just put two or something like that. You know?
You should ask him beforehand. Am I actually going to have to do anything judgmental on my part?
No.
Or am I just keeping track of things?
You have to volunteer because it's a home.
Can I offer you this then? If it's just the referee, and just make sure they tell you who's getting the points. If they,
first of all, it's 7-year-old, so who the heck cares?
Have you seen sports parents out there?
How fanatical people are about this stuff, Mark. All right, who wins on Sunday?
Not the Steelers. I don't think it matters if the Steelers win or lose. I keep saying this. I just think they just can't get boat raced out like Buffalo. They have to keep the momentum going. They have to play extremely well.
I'm so happy you said that. Because that's exactly the topic I want to get into with Malzi next.
Hold on.
I do believe that.
I have to say this right away. If the Steelers actually pull an upset that I don't think a lot of people are predicting, and then they beat the Browns and the Ravens just lose one of the next two, that's it.
Well, you know what? They can clinch the division.
Against the Browns, if the Ravens were...
No, they can clinch the division before because the Ravens and Packers game is Saturday.
So, you're right.
So they can...
They win this and the Ravens lose the next two, then Sunday turns into a meaningless game.
I'm also saying if they win this and the Ravens win when they are favored, they still can just beat the Browns and be done with it.
And guess who? Chris and I are sitting within Cleveland on Sunday next week.
Yeah.
Ken Carmen?
Yes, we are. We didn't know if it was happening. There was like complete radio silence.
We're gonna be in the dog pound, baby.
Oh, I thought you were going to the press box.
No, we're
paying customers. Yeah, he is.
We're gonna be with the insane.
We're going to my grandma's old family bar that my mom grew up in. Beforehand,
we're gonna smoke some cigarettes.
Are you gonna wear Browns paraphernalia garb?
No, I'm going neutral colors.
Chicken. Pony will be wearing all Steve.
What are you gonna roll with?
I'm gonna wear something that fits the occasion.
I'm going to wear like blue, something like that. What if I wore the dog mask?
You should wear the Rob Lowe NFL stuff.
That would be sick. If somebody just gave me an NFL shield logo hoodie.
I used to have an old National League Baseball umpire.
Actually, Pony.
That is sick,
that
dude.
That is.
It's somewhere in my house.
You got to find that.
You
thing
should
and bring
dress up
back.
As like the old school umps. You know, they wore the slacks. It was like a different kind of look.
Or how about they had the big
jack
umpire
and the big
pad?
Blazer. You know, they would wear those nice blazers.
Chest protector.
Pad and hold it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Gregg.
We won't see you next Friday, so have a happy holidays, and I hope you get that bidet that you're hoping for.
All right, fellas.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The snow has stopped here in Greentree. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Mark just said it, Pop said it, and I think even Starkey said it. Outlook for the Steelers-Lions game. People have an interesting take on this that we want to debate next, but first, a quick timeout and a message from Malzi.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.